comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United Live on YouTube, on Facebook. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, and this seems oddly familiar because this is how about the first 100 or so episodes of Nerds United were. They were me by myself. The co-host of the year, Michael Luther, is en route. We anticipate his arrival any moment. But yeah, as we kind of get close to wrapping things up for the old NU, episode 399 is now. This thing's coming to an end in 2 weeks, episode 400. So we encourage you to go back through the archives, be it on YouTube when we started doing the shows or uploading the shows, the recorded versions, or jitterymonkey.com, your favorite podcast app for all the old episodes. They started out, Nerds United started out with me talking with comic book creators. I remember some of you crossover Five Heart fans will appreciate that the first ever guest in the very first episode of Nerds United was a writer by the name of Van Jensen, who's from Nebraska, was a Husker fan, I believe is an alum, and had a comic out at the time that I didn't know much about, but really since came to appreciate, called Pinocchio Vampire Hunter. Simple concept is that we know how vampires die, stake in the heart. Pinocchio would lie, crack off his nose, kill a vampire. A lot of fun. And I believe the entirety of that series is available if you throw it in your Amazon or something like that. But Van came on a year later as well. So 2013, 2014, kind of like the 1 year anniversary show. But those early episodes were really marked by the creators. Be it artists, writers. I even had a letter on. I had a writer. Well, what you call a comic book creator? I can't remember if he was a writer or artist or did a little of both. From Ireland, and I'll never forget because of the time difference. I woke up and did this recording at like 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning. But we, in those early years, largely just, hey, if there was a Kickstarter project out there that caught my interest, I'd reach out to, the creators, the author, artist, the writer, artist. I throw a few shekels behind their project. I have a lot of PDF versions of comics here on my laptop. And then it became more and more difficult to obtain guests, except for these interviews. So I would eventually just take the comic book, the nerdy news of the day and record maybe a 15-20 minute episode. I remember one episode I did was well before like the DCU, the Henry Cavill version of of what DC movies were. And I said, hey, throw me a superhero, and I'll give my opinion on who would be a good candidate to play that role. So that was, I want to say, maybe 2014, beginning 2014, something like that. So again, all these are available in the audio archives, jitterymonkey.com, or your favorite podcast app. And then, Mike came on the show 2018, 2019, something like that. Oddly enough, I think it was right around episode 95. So he's been on the show now, give or take, skosh over 300 episodes. Early on, crowned him the co-host of the year. And he has been the reigning and defending undefeated and undisputed co-host of the year ever since. So We will discuss what's going to happen with that title at another time. And speaking of the co-host of the year, it is time to bring on my wonderful friend. You know him, you love him, and you love to give him shit, and he loves to give it right back. It is Mike Luther. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, but you can move away from the microphone a little bit or put it off to the side. I actually found out that I can have mine all the way over here and can still be heard. So
yeah, ours is a little bit different, though, because I've realized with the almost 400 episodes, well, not that we've done, but I've done a decent amount of them. When my microphone is away, it sounds like I'm down a hallway when it actually, produces. So, but I will step back some.
I think it sounds great now. Awesome. So Fred is here. Fred was first, Highlander second, Minnie's thirdly. We were talking, I was talking about the early iterations of the show. The before mic versions of the show, when it was just me and when I had creators on and things like that. And then when creators, you know, that pool, not that people stopped creating, it's just they stopped wanting to come on the show. So there was a chunk of time where it was just me, giving news and things like that. But we talked about the very first guest on the show, which was Van Jensen, who had Pinocchio Vampire Hunter. And I talked about the basic premise of that. Highlander says, if he shoved it far enough up the vampires, you know what? That would work too. It'd go right to the heart, not the five heart.
That's true.
And Fred says, Mike is co-host of the year even after the show's over. What about Minnie? Well, Minnie's here, so I don't want to like give it all away. But there's a plan in place for a passing of the torch, if you will. So that's all I can say. That's all I'm going to say.
That's right.
Just stick around. Fred, it involves you in the fact that, you know, you watch both shows, but I can't divulge too much. So Fred also says BM before Mike. how have you been, my friend?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Good. Nothing too crazy happening.
Good. I'm glad that's the case for one of us.
Yeah. Fair. How was the storm for you?
Garrett and I were hanging out here in the basement. We, I was watching. One of the fun things I did when I moved is I dropped cable. I picked up the KMOV Forewarn weather app. So I was watching and tracking along on that. And basically the rotation in the front of the storm cell went north of me. I think it was a little bit north of Cahokia. And so it kind of collected on that trajectory. The way the meteorologist made it sound is when it got to like 64, I guess over by Fairview, he said that there were some powerful enough, like straight winds or whatever that pushed out the rotation. So we did all right here. And they did all right at the other, like the boys were all safe at the other house too. So how about you?
Really, really windy. Got a lot of hail. No damage to the car, surprisingly, at least that I could see, or to the place. I've heard from other people that their houses got torn up just from hail and stuff. Right. But yeah, I mean, it didn't like the actual storm part of it didn't last long.
No, yeah. it was a lot of buildup. Yeah. But I knew they said that it was passing through quickly. Yeah. We had to go get Garrett some dress shoes last night, and I want to say this was around. I'm not going to be exact, but maybe 6:30 or 7, something like that. And we went to Shoe Carnival there in Fairview by Total Wine. And one of the clerks or associates pulled up their phone and said, yeah, so it's in Columbia, Missouri now, and they're anticipating that it's going to get to us at like 9. So So it was scooting. Fred had, some inclement weather as well, said the 60-mile-an-hour winds off and on, a little hail went north of him. Highlander had golf ball sized hail, strong winds and rain, and Minnie lives in Arizona, so they had nothing.
That's it. Okay.
Didn't affect them at all.
No. Okay. That's good.
It is good. Mike, I have a series of surprises for you tonight, my friend.
Okay. Perfect.
The first one is I'm going to partake tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, it's been a hell of a week.
Yep, fair.
It's been a hell of a day. So, I have never ever good standby.
Yeah.
But a little something special tonight, Mike.
By the way, speaking of Yuengling, they have an entire display of that at the Collinsville Walmart.
Yeah, they do. It's at Schnucks. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. Yeah. I saw a sign for Church Fish Fry, and they had it would probably usually be like a Budweiser sign or Miller or something, and it's Yuengling this year. So I was like, oh, awesome.
Yep.
I'm breaking out the stuff.
Okay. Okay. What do you got? Ooh, nice. Okay.
Perfect. Now, not much, obviously. My traditional amount. Not like last year, not like 2024, where it was, half a glass, but just enough for a shot. So, know this, and many in the comments knows this, but nobody else knows this. But today we laid to rest my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not doing this because grandma loved American honey wild turkey.
That'd be interesting.
But I am doing this because you celebrate a life,
Absolutely.
She would drink wine, like red wine, mm-hmm. white wine. I don't think I ever saw her with a beer in all of my 42 years. And definitely none of the hard stuff. This would have been grandpa's. But 94 years young, sassy to the end. I like to say, she got older. The phone calls got shorter, because she's like, all right, well, we were joking about today after the fact, with my aunt, she's like, yeah, I had to call her in a commercial of the Cardinal game or the commercial of the same, Lifetime, or Hallmark Christmas movie or something that we'd be watching. Be like, all right, movie's back on. Bye. got to see some family that I hadn't seen in a while. But tonight I toast my grandma, my last grandparent. And since this is the first time that I've talked about this really publicly outside of, private conversations with you and Josh and many and a few others, just feel like to me it's the end of an era. And so I toast my grandma, toast all grandparents, living or dead. And with any luck, we'll see him again on the other side. So, Mike, you're not drinking, and that's all right. I didn't prepare you for this.
Yeah.
So, Solancha, to all of you out there toasting, drinking, participating, pausing this and going and getting a drink.
I need some water for you. It's okay.
Appreciate that.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Wow. Yeah.
So, wanted to get that out.
That's good.
Early. And then, as I was talking, this is $3.99 and 2 weeks from now is the grand finale. Although realistically it may just be the finale. I don't want to build up too much hype for grand. But we have just kind of a regular show, this week with topics and another really great draft board that you put together, Mike. So good. I'm excited to just kind of dive right in. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Let us do it. And you know what? We're going to do with probably, I don't know, the least exciting of the topics, to the best of my knowledge. Sure. And that would be, well, this would have been great if I have the pictures. It would have been great if I uploaded the pictures. That would be regarding this awesome guy right here. So there we go.
Okay. Yeah.
You recognize it's a very ancient image. But Odysseus.
Okay. Okay.
The Odyssey, which is going to be made into a movie by Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. It probably won a lot of awards, I'm guessing, I'll probably not watch it because I have no interest in it, but really? Who knows? I don't care. But then again, a good trailer might change my mind. So
I think, so Did you watch Brad Pitt in Troy back in the day?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I really enjoyed that movie.
It might have been good. I don't know.
Matt Damon is set to star as Odysseus in the Odyssey. They were talking about this is they have kind of released an idea of who some of the main characters are going to be, like some of the actors who are going to be portraying them. John Bernthal in the movie, he's not listed as far as like his role, but Tom Holland reportedly playing Odysseus' son, Telemachus, Zendaya, the goddess of wisdom, Athena.
Oh, okay.
Charlize Theron, the goddess of sorcery, whose name is Circe, and Anne Hathaway reuniting with Christopher Nolan after The Dark Knight Rises, will play Penelope, a.k.a. Odysseus' wife. Now we're going to get into some one name that I'm not terribly familiar with, but Benny Safdie, I don't have a picture of him, will play King Agamemnon. And, this is one I know I'm going to mispronounce. I'll do my best. Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay, yeah.
As his wife. So they're also doing a now, you would think this is a sweeping epic. It's one of the original epics. It's Homer's Iliad and Homer's Odyssey. It's the two-parter, right? But it's also Christopher Nolan, so they're going with a lot of practical effects. And the report is that, again, how much of the story of Odysseus do you know?
Not much.
Okay, cool. So the Odyssey takes place after the events of the Iliad, and it is Odysseus's journey home. He's trying to get home to his wife, Penelope, ever faithful, rejecting every suitor, saying, no, my husband will return. My husband will return. And the gods kind of throw Odysseus and his ship, his crew, kind of, as you see here, they kind of throw him around a little bit, bouncing him off of island and island. I believe the image that you see here is, I'm only guessing at this because it was part of the description in the photo, but at one point Odysseus told his men, no, tie yourselves to the mast when we are steering through this part of water, because the sirens will try to coax you out of the water. Also put like bee wax in your ears, do everything you can to silence their call. So just a lot of obstacles are put in Odysseus's journey home. And one of them is they end up on an island with a giant cyclops. And so kind of going back to Christopher Nolan's, I don't know if it's necessarily his trademark when you look at Interstellar or Inception, but it seems like I know in Inception they did some practical effects when they were kind of like rolling around the room. Yeah. It is reported that in Nestor's cave, they're shooting some of the scenes in Greece on location, and a mechanical anthropomorphic Muppet of the Cyclops Polyphemus is being created for this cave sequence. So a lot of fun, it seems, and a lot of attention to detail being put into this project for the Odyssey. So I'm excited for it. I'm cautiously optimistic, I would say. Realistically, I'm going to scroll up real quick just to see if they have when in the world can we expect this movie? I would say, July 17th, 2026.
I assume 2026, yeah.
I would too, but part of me almost thought that would be like more 2027. Do you think with the ability of technology and the skill of those who use it, like movies, I would say a movie of this scale would have taken 5 years to create. And
that's like if before, not that they have a script obviously already, but before casting and all that other stuff. So they've probably, if they haven't started filming it yet, they're probably started filming pre-production already.
Probably.
Stuff, and then they'll get the actors in there. Actors don't work that much. They 3-4 months maybe. of filming, and then that's the post production and the special effects and editing and all that takes a while. But still, 2026, that's a decent year away.
According to this report, and again, this is comicbookmovie.com. They are currently filming in Greece. So,
yep.
And yeah, Highlander Gunn is right. In the 90s, they made a Highlander. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was like a little mini series or something on cable, like TNT or something like that. That of this story, and I thought we watched that in Spanish class or something back in the day. And
I don't know. I don't. Maybe
you're saying either it didn't happen or
I don't remember, honestly.
Yeah,
but we very well could have. The only movie I remember watching, I think it was in Spanish class, was
Lady Hawk.
No.
You don't remember watching Lady Hawk? We watched that both years.
By the math teacher.
Oh, who correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't he the one who went to the inner city?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know exactly the movie you're talking about. Oh, I think we also watched Selena.
Yeah, Selena, yeah. We're watching that.
But we watched Lady Hawk.
Okay.
With Rutger Hauer and Matthew Broderick.
Okay. Well, we watched a lot of movies.
Yeah, it was the 90s. They still weren't teaching us anything.
That's true.
Monday está el nothing. Let's see. Fred would see it, read the book as a kid, freaked him out. Let's see. Highlander, we hope joking, about July of 2026 says, damn, I might be dead. We hope not. Minnie says, hope not. Fred says, nah, you're stuck here with the rest of us. and it was 1997. So, yeah, that would have been tail end of our freshman year into our sophomore year, depending on.
Yeah.
So. And the Armand Asante version, Mike, just for you, it's available on Tubi. Perfect.
All right.
Fred's doing that Greggle work for us. So.
If.
So it's worth the watch if you want to. So the Odyssey, and you know what? The fact that it's a pretty stellar cast, but most of the time it is when you're talking Christopher Nolan. So
yeah, I was going to say it definitely is an A-list cast for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So moving on, do you remember talking about, and I feel like this is kind of recent, they were at least for a while shelving the Toxic Avenger?
No, they pretended like they were going to.
We talked about that, right?
Yeah. That was a very big marketing thing of, oh, it's unreleasable. Well, I guess we just can't do anything with it. Now, look, when you make something like the Toxic Avenger, you know that it's not going to win awards. You know that it's not going, or at least, Academy Awards and stuff like that. It'll win, some awards, for Comic-Con or whatever award. But it's not going to, it's not going to do great. It's going to be a cult classic, just like the first Toxic Avenger was.
Right.
So they were smart about it, and they leaned into that and tried to pretend that, oh, well, we can't release it. And then, oh my gosh, all of a sudden now it's getting released. What? Oh, that's wild. I don't know. I know it's going to the theaters. I'm guessing probably select theaters.
So it debuted at a film festival a year and a half ago. And it was, we talked about it. I guess maybe it had that. Do you remember the first Sonic movie when we got that first look at Sonic?
Yes.
And it was like, okay, well, any press is good press in that regard. But you're right. It has distribution for later this year. And the reason it's all the reason we're talking about it is because we actually got a look at what the Toxic Avenger, a.k.a. Toxie, is going to look like. And I'll be honest with you. Kind of looks badass.
Yeah. Looks very toxic.
I'll say, now, for comparison, I don't have a side-by-side because why would I be that prepared? This is what the Toxic Avenger looked like 41 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
So, obviously prosthetic, the oversized kind of droopy eye here. I would venture to say that visibility in this for this actor was tremendously difficult.
Yeah.
But I think for the person underneath the prosthetics here, I think that oversized lens, for lack of a better term, you know, probably allows for quite a bit more options. And I say the actor underneath the prosthetic because it is not
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage, which I thought, I was like, oh, what? Just like Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, they're taking opportunities away from some of these more diverse actors. But Luisa Guerrero, what was she going to say? Guerrero, I'm going to get it wrong. An actor and movement artist is doing the physical performance of Toxie underneath all that makeup and costume, and Peter Dinklage providing the voice. So,
yeah.
I'm just doing a quick scan here. Blah blah blah. So, I mean, there are more images. I just grabbed the one because, let's face it, that's all I had time for, and it's the Toxic Avenger. It's not the real Avengers. But no, what do you think? That looks like Toxie hits the gym. Really works on
it. Does it? Does, yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Okay. Red says the left arm looks like Quagmire after he discovered adult videos on the internet.
That's true. I remember that clip.
Highlander says Shrek on crack, and many agreed looks more like Shrek. Shy One says looks like Chunk from Goonies.
Yes, it does.
And Hulk, the Hulk. I mean, let's face it, Hulk is kind of on, I mean, gamma radiation. He's kind of on crack already.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that is our first official look at Toxie from the Toxic Avenger. And again, a very cursory look. There's nothing. Oh, hits theaters as an unrated wide release August 29th.
Okay.
So wide release means that it's coast to coast, just unrated. So,
It'll be in theaters for a week, maybe 2 weeks, and then it'll go to streaming. Not streaming. It'll go to like video on demand.
Oh,
yeah. It'll be on, you know, and that's not saying it won't do good, but it's just it's I mean, stuff like the Toxic Avenger is never going to, you know, make number one or even top 10 probably.
Well, here's where, one, it's got Peter Dinklage, who has the box office bona fide.
Yeah.
Two, there's kind of always been the aura and mystique around it. You know, like why did they shelve it for so long? And three, there's a big nostalgia piece. So it's really, I think, going to come down to other movies that are in theaters at that time to see how it fares. I could see something like this with that cult following, but the, I don't know, the modern media machine and modern graphics and things like that, or effects behind it, I could see it performing fairly well at the theater.
I think you're going to, the first week you'll get, if it goes 2 weeks, you'll get a lot of people curious about like, oh, what's this Peter Dinklage thing? Because I've heard of this guy, and then that will drop off suddenly in the second week because they'll realize like, hey, I love Peter Dinklage; he's amazing. Right. But this, I you know, the word of mouth will go around. You know, like, grandma who loves Peter Dinklage isn't going to, you know, stick love Toxic Avenger, or maybe she will. I don't know. Toxic Avenger probably came out around that time. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I never saw Toxic Avenger, but I do remember seeing the cover of it at It's My Party in Trenton, like the video store. So
I don't even remember ever seeing a copy of it in the wild. You know, I'd heard of it, but you got to remember when it came out.
The one I was thinking of, it's basically him like holding a mop up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it'd be curious to see what has the bigger second week drop off, this or Captain America: Brave New World.
true. But here's the thing. I think in theaters it won't do well, but in all, you know, renting it, or like I said, I'm trying to think of what what streaming service it was going. I mean, look, if it did go on Netflix, I think it would be in the top 10 on Netflix.
So, I mean, likely early, at least initially, you know, when you're still paying for it, it'd be on Apple.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
Prime, and it'd be on like the Fandango at Home or what used to be Vudu.
Right, right.
So, but I think it's funny. We take a quick look at the comments here. Highlander says resembles my third mother-in-law.
Okay.
Which begs the question, how many have you had?
Yeah.
oh, but it follows up, but she had a beard.
Okay.
And Fred, this is an inside joke, so we apologize to you, Mike. But it says, I wonder if Todd would say Greg's Badonk is also a wide release. Thank you. This is why I do lunges on the Thursday night show, just to keep my Badonk in line. So
good. As well, you should.
Thank you. And then I don't want to say last, but as far as like, we kind of skipped the whole front part of the section is like, have you read anything? Did you acquire anything? Oh. Have you watched anything? I hate to say it, like my answers to all those are kind of no.
Yeah. I'm caught up on Daredevil Born Again.
Oh, good. I am still watching season 3 to get ready for season. Like I'm excited to watch season 4, but I should watch season 3 first. I'm still working my way through Batman the World, which is awesome with the glare. and I haven't read anything else. As you know, it's, you know, who's got time to read when life. I have been, I've been having fun just going back and watching Community. You know, I'm on season 5 now.
Okay.
Which is
you're past the good seasons.
Right, right, right. Yeah. I could stop, but I can't because that's not my nature. It's kind of like The Office when Michael Scott's not there anymore, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I got to see it through. The episode that I watched earlier today, like while I was getting ready and stuff, was season 5, episode 1, the repilot, where Jeff stops being a lawyer because he was, you know, because he had a heart and came back to teach at Greendale. So anyway. Just haven't watched much in the world of genre or anything really. But what I'm excited for, and this was announced, and I'll be honest with you, Mike, I was, dare I say, taken aback by this. But there is reason to celebrate, and we have a really great celebration photo to share because guess what's back, 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 back again, again, again. Lasso's back. Back, tell a friend. Ted Lasso with the title character Jason Sudeikis is coming back for a fourth season.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. That's okay. No, I'm just kidding. No, honestly, I'm hoping that with Jason Sudeikis back, that the only reason he came back was because there was a really good a script for it and not any financial, like I hope that guy doesn't need money. Because the three seasons of Ted Lasso are amazing.
Right.
And I don't want a fourth one just because I don't want like a Toy Story 4 type of thing where it's like, oh, we'll have a fourth because the first three made a lot of money. So let's, let's just do that.
No, and this is from Variety, and Sudeikis is back. While other castings are not official at this time, it had been previously reported that options for Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift were picked up. So there you have The Boss. You have Coach Beard and Roy Kent. So what we are told in this write-up is that and this is actually Jason Sudeikis in a statement says in season 4, the folks at AFC Richmond learn to leap before they look, discovering that wherever they land is exactly where they're meant to be. So, the one name, and I can never, I should be better at it, but the actor who played Jamie Tart.
Yes.
Phil Dunster. He's in an Amazon Prime show, or that one's coming out, and it is I'm trying to figure out the name of it, or I guess for lack of a better term, remember the name of it. It's not out yet.
Okay.
But it looked genre. It looked right up our particular alley. And I can't remember. And it's going to piss me off. But it had a little, I think, sci-fi tinge to it. But, yeah, so the fact that Ted Lasso is coming back. I got one more graphic for you here. And that is, it's loading.
Now I'm going to have to go back and rewatch the first three seasons, which means I have to get Apple TV back temporarily at least.
Yeah.
Because I got rid of that a long time ago.
It leaves me hopeful. There we go. Yeah. There's my hope. Believe. But Fred is in agreement with you. They should have left it at end of three. And I'll be honest with you. Like I think that the way season three ended was picture perfect.
Yes.
You know? But at the same time, because I love that world and I love those characters so much, I'm actually very excited for season four. So
I'm optimistic about it.
Optimistic.
Okay. You know?
Let me see here. Highlander has a question. He says, can you get it pirated?
Probably.
I'll tell you what you can do. Do you still have something that resembles a DVD or Blu-ray player?
No. Well, maybe if I use my PS4, if I hook that back up.
Oh, maybe. Okay. PS5. Oh, sorry. PS5 doesn't take discs anymore, does it?
Well, so I could have either gotten the, I don't know what's called, digital edition only, or the, you know, one plays discs and you can get stuff off online, and the other one is only online, and that one was $50 cheaper, so I went with that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was just going to say, according to a quick Google search, you can get the complete DVD series, which I mean, it's DVD, not even Blu-ray, but for, you know, under $30 at Walmart if you wanted to. So
yeah, I can just pay how much is Apple nowadays?
It's like $6.99, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, you have it for a month, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you would probably wait until the entire fourth season was out.
Yes.
And then just binge just all four.
Binge it all.
In probably 2 weeks. So
there you go. See, exactly.
So, all right, that's a good plan. And I will, I was going to say, I won't spoil it for you, but we won't have a show.
Yeah, that's true.
So I am hopeful. Like I said, the series means so much to me. So I'm just really hopeful that it sticks to that tone and tenor.
Yes.
So Mike, what else do you have to talk about, sir? I've done quite a bit of the talking tonight.
That's quite all right. No, I have nothing exciting going on. I have to work on a presentation that I probably should have been working on already. And then I may work out still tonight. I don't know. And then, you know what I found out? I was very excited that on Spotify Premium, I could listen to audiobooks.
Oh.
Yeah. Until I realized that you can only listen to so many hours of audiobooks.
You mean for free or just period?
I get both. Oh. And then because yesterday I was listening to one and then it cut off. It was like, you have reached your allotted time for this month or whatever. I'm like, well, that's no fun. But I did listen to a lot. So.
So a cursory glance here, and I may be missing, I think, is it Humans?
Oh, I tried to look that up too.
No, that, I mean, it's
got to be. Humans was out in 2018.
Yeah. I definitely feel like it's been since Ted Lasso. So anyway, moving on. It's going to bring us, Mike, to the main event.
All right.
Can you believe that?
No, it's good.
Well, what? Let's see. Oh, Fred wants us to know, and I think he mentioned this to me before, but the CinemaBox app on Roku has the despecialized Star Wars on it. Started last week, went back, and the whole channel was gone.
So.
But by the despecialized means like the Han shot first, you know, none of the added CGI that got thrown in there in the 90s. So
yes,
the whole channel gone. Well, that was a channel meant for a day or a weekend. So, Mike, we had a lot of fun a couple weeks back with the comic book movie trilogies. Mm-hmm. And when we were prepping that, I said, well, what are we going to throw in, like Star Wars, Lord of the Rings? Like, Mike said, we're going to pump the brakes. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do non-comic book trilogies.
Yeah.
And you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you remember the list?
Yeah. Most of them, probably.
All right. So let's look at these here. We have the Toy Story trilogy in 1, 2, and 3, the Godfather trilogy, the Karate Kid, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. We have the Naked Gun trilogy. By the way, I just think it's great that it's Naked Gun, Naked Gun 2.5, right?
Yep.
And Naked Gun 3 and a third?
33 and a third.
33 and a third. That's right. Yeah. I knew it was 33. I said the wrong thing. We have the Hobbit trilogy, the Back to the Future trilogy, the sequel trilogy from the Star Wars universe. You didn't just want, oh, there's the classic trilogy. Indiana Jones, Pirates of the Caribbean, and the Matrix trilogy.
Yes, indeed.
That's a good, who are we looking at? 12?
Yeah,
Works. All right.
I'll let you go first since I made the list.
No, but I went first last time.
Okay. All right. Well, then, man, there's two that these two should be on our top. Well, actually, there's a lot. Man.
Minnie jumps in and says, "Oh my god, movies I've actually seen."
Okay, I'm gonna start with one we've already talked about on here, which is the Toy Story trilogy.
Okay, interesting. And you know what? Because of the kids, mm-hmm. That's probably one that gets rewatched the most.
As well, it should.
But I have to go with the one that. I hope. Well, I pitched this one as far as being on the other trilogy one because I didn't know we were keeping it just the comic books. For me, Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay. Yeah.
And if we want to get specific, like I have there's a box over here that has all my DVDs in it. Not all.
Yeah.
90% of my DVDs in it. It's a very heavy box, by the way. And I'm not going to show it, but I'm getting some more shelving down here. So eventually I'm going to have all the, but I have the old extended version DVDs that look like leather bound books for each one of those, for Fellowship, Two Towers and Return of the King. So it's that's where I'm going very first.
That's a good number one draft pick. I am going to go with one that I remember renting all three of these from Family Video. That was like walking distance from my place in Highland one night. And and I'd seen them several times before that, but I just kind of rewatching them all. And that's the Pirates movies.
Okay. Yeah. I've got, they lose something after this arc is done.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I think there's a second Pirates trilogy, essentially. You know, they have like Dead Men Tell No Tales and you know, a couple other ones. I don't know why that's the one that sticks out, but I think there's two. I know two for sure, maybe even three other ones. But these are, you know, when you got Johnny Depp, Keira Knightley, the Legolas.
Yeah.
At least you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
Like those I view like as the core. So that's a good one. That's one that, you know, if my boys were a little older, like I feel like I could probably watch that with them. But you know, I think that some of the sea monsters and things like that are
right.
Like,
Yeah. Probably wait until they're a little older.
All right. So I am going to go next. I mean, you got to go classic trilogy, right?
That's kind of what I thought. Yeah.
Again, especially when we're talking about the version that, you know, Fred was just talking about, which is the despecialized, you know, just the original kind of, well, especially the first one, you know, Star Wars kind of, I don't want to say cheaply made, but definitely didn't have the budget of future movies. So more practical effects and things like that. So I'd go classic trilogy.
Classic? Okay. If you're going classic trilogy, I'm going to go with the trilogy with better acting, better fight scenes, better special effects. I'm going with the sequel trilogy.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's your second pick?
What was? Well, no, that's my third. But I have Toy Story, Pirates, and sequel.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, but still. Yeah. Be like that. Be like that's a little early on the board.
No.
Okay. If you are going with the sequel trilogy, which I'm not here to judge, I'm happy that you. I'm going to go with Indiana Jones.
Okay. Okay, that's fair.
I love those Indiana Jones. That for me started an entire. Hold on. Friends of Mike, serious question. Do they drug test where you work?
No, surprisingly, they don't. But everything I said was correct. The acting is better. The action scenes are way better. Way better in the sequel. This is how the action scenes are in Star Wars, the classic trilogy. Ready?
Right. No, I understand. But the story is not as good.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay. All right. No, but Indiana Jones for me started off that, the National Treasure, the Lara Croft Tomb Raider, like the Uncharted, like going and and picking out this piece of history, and so, yeah, I love the Indiana Jones movie. Well, I love these three Indiana Jones movies.
Yes. That's yeah. We don't count the fourth one.
What about the fifth one?
Oh yeah, the fifth one too. No, I don't count that one either.
Okay.
No.
All right, take me there, boss. Where are you going next?
All right, let me look around here. I can't believe this is still on the board. I'm going Back to the Future.
That's the one that.
Oh my gosh! Look, the third one's it's not as the first is a classic as caucus gets. Like. That is probably one of the best movies. Second one is there's a slight a little not as good, but still great. And the third one's we made a third one, there.
There's a franchise on here that I don't think is going to get picked last, but I also wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going next. Problem is, you know how long it's been since I've seen the Naked Gun movies?
It's fair, maybe, yeah.
They're great.
It's been a while since I've seen all of these movies.
True. I will go with the one that's left that I would rewatch most frequently.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the Hobbit trilogy.
Hobbit, okay. I don't know if I've ever seen any of the Hobbit ones.
Oh.
I don't know. I might have. I have no clue. That I'm not against them. I just didn't watch them. But okay. So I thought you were going to go Naked Gun because that's what I'm going. I'm going Naked Gun, and I'll tell you right now, they're actually doing a reboot of it.
Do we know who's playing Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson.
It seems odd, and I'll tell you why. I don't see him. I know he's got tremendous range, but I don't see him much as a comedic actor.
Really?
What has Liam Neeson done that's been overtly funny? There's nothing funny about I have a particular set of skills.
No, he was in, I'm not saying these movies are funny, but he was in A Million Ways to Die in the West.
That's true. No, that was good. I forget about that.
Yeah. No, he's been in a handful of comedies before, I think. But I looked it up, and it's speaking of A Million Ways to Die in the West. Not sure how good this one's going to be because the story's by Seth MacFarlane, and then starring Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson, and other people. And it's supposed to be a release date August 2025.
Oh shit! So this year?
Yeah. So I have a feeling that's also going to be. Released by Paramount Pictures, so might just go on Paramount Plus, is my guess.
Okay.
That's just a guess, though. But anyway, so yeah, Naked Gun. And I remember watching all those as a kid too. Probably shouldn't, or kid, teenager, you know.
Right. They help shape our younger years, you know.
Yes.
No, but they're great movies, and yeah, I really appreciate the humor, and I need to go back and watch them. I need to find where to watch them and give them another watch as an adult, because again, probably what I saw on them was probably the watered down on TBS or, you know, something like that, watching on TV with my dad, where that it did for time and content. So I might catch hell for this, but I'm going to go with the trilogy that I think I'm on record for saying this before. I rented the first movie so frequently that I could have bought it at $3 a pop. I probably rented this thing 6, 7, 8 times before I actually bought the VHS, and that's The Matrix. Two and three, stinky hot garbage.
Yes, yes.
Like, give me The Matrix. So good.
Yeah. I agree with you there. It's the first one amazing, for second and third. I don't even know if I've seen the second or third either. I've seen parts of them, and nothing I wanted to go and watch. It's kind of like, actually, this pick is what I remember the first one, and I know the other two exist, and I'm sure I watched them. I'm sure I rented them on, you know, VHS, but I don't remember much of the story. But I'm gonna go with The Karate Kid.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I don't think, the only reason that one didn't get picked up by me is I have only ever seen the first one. So watching Cobra Kai has been fun, because I was like, yes, I don't know who Barry Silver is.
Right, you know? Exactly.
But they give you enough in the flashbacks to, you know, kind of bring you up to, which means I'm going with The Godfather. Look, that's going to piss some people off, and they're watching like, how the hell can The Godfather be picked after, you know, the sequel trilogy? I've only ever seen The Godfather.
I've never seen any of them.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, this, I'll tell you right now, that was a last minute choice on this board, because the one I originally had wasn't technically a trilogy. It was, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and whatever else that third one was, where they're not technically a trilogy,
like a connected universe,
but it's they call it the Cornetto trilogy.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, it's not really a trilogy. Let's get rid of it. And then I was like, oh yeah, Godfather. People,
you know,
like
what could have, as we're sitting here, you know, what could have been thrown in there? Clerks 1, 2, and 3.
Oh shit. Yeah. Well, I tell you right now, that didn't show up on any best trilogy websites at all. None.
Sorry, Kevin.
So, yeah. Because I looked through a bunch of them.
I have, you know, Clerks holds a special place in my heart. Clerks 2 is okay. Clerks 3 is not bad. You know, you get that. There's something to be said in a real positive manner about, like, post-heart attack Kevin Smith. For example, Jay and Silent Bob reboot, and I think I've talked about this before, there's a really impactful scene that features Ben Affleck, or Ben Affleck's character is Holden, and talking with, you know, a kid, you know, just talking about being a dad, I think is what it was. So that resonated with me, because when I saw that, I was a father. And there's, you know, there are moments of Clerks 3 that kind of hit me in the same way. So it's not all traditional Kevin Smith fare. I mean, he's, I want to say, grown up a little bit. I'll gladly take, again, Godfather for me, I've only seen the first one. That's going to catch some people off guard, but, and I love the first movie, but I've never went back. I never saw 2 and 3. So
yeah,
not bad.
Yeah. And then there's other ones on, like, I was going to put on here that I thought were trilogies, but then I looked at them. I'm like, oh no, there was more. I could have, because I technically did it with, like, Toy Story, you know, but like Lethal Weapon, I was like, there's only 3 of them, right? Mm-hmm. No, there's 4. And then Die Hard, I was like, yeah, the Die Hard, there's only 3. No, there's 16 Die Hard movies. You know,
I wouldn't prepare for that.
Yeah,
Highlander Gunn says fuzz was the good. Hottest yes. fuzz was good.
Yes. Hottest fuzz. The hottest fuzz, yes.
Hot fuzz was good. So was yes. Shaun of the Dead. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't sure, you know, because I don't do scary movies.
Right.
But you bring some British humor into it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So, and I believe, if I remember correctly, they end up at a pub called the Winchester.
Yes.
Which is, you know, kind of ironic now. Let's see. Fred says Godfather 1 and 2 are good enough to cancel out number 3. As a Sicilian, I'm bound by law to watch them all once a year.
Okay. Well, hey, it's fair.
And Minnie agrees. So, that means I need to watch Godfather 2.
Yeah.
Sounds like maybe I don't have to watch Godfather 3. I have seen the apparatus that Marlon Brando wore to create that, like the inner mouth prosthetic yeah. piece to give him those iconic cheeks or jawline mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And that thing looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it was 2002. I actually played the Godfather video game on Xbox for
like. I thought you were going to say you played the Godfather like you were in a play or something.
No, no. I can't even do it. I can't even do a good Godfather right now. I thought you were going to say you played the Godfather like you took over a mob family for a little while.
No.
And I did. And this is the life I get to live right here.
That's what you get now.
Living in luxury. So. It was a short-lived mafia situation. So, well, that old Godfather game was a blast. It was, Fred, correct me if I'm wrong, it was kind of like Grand Theft Auto, but set in the 30s, 20s. I mean, Mike, you know how Assassin's Creed kind of like time jumped?
Yeah.
All around. That's kind of, I think the Godfather was kind of like that. You had to run around and achieve tasks and things like that and kind of work your way up the crime family. So maybe it's nothing like Grand Theft Auto. I have no idea. I've never played Grand Theft Auto. So, Mike, anything else tonight?
No.
Well, how about that? For episode 399, we get done in under an hour as long as we keep our wrap-up short. So, I guess it's going to be us keeping our wrap-up short.
Exactly. Yes.
2 weeks from now, ladies and gentlemen, and I assure you it will be on Friday, the 28th, will be episode 400. It will be the final episode of Nerds United. Again, at least in this, like, you know, mostly regular. Like, we'll talk more about it next time. But to say that we'll never come back and just do something fun or, you know, go watch a movie and do a little review or something, we can't speak to that. But please join us. Mike, you'll come here. I mean, I know we haven't really talked.
Yeah, I can do that.
We'll do this one in person. Yeah. We'll have some drinks. We'll have some laughs. And then, God willing, I'll fall asleep in my chair while Mike's sitting there watching the movie and be like, I'm just going to shut myself out.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. Highlander says, what about Godzilla versus King Kong, Godzilla versus Megalodon, Godzilla versus Burt Beelum? Oh,
I also didn't show up on any trophy website I was on. So,
also Highlander classic Fred technique where you start with the serious comment, then you sneak something else in there at the end with that Burt Beelum line. So, that is it for this episode of Nerds United. Again, if you want to go back and listen to the audio only archives, check out jitterymonkey.com or for some of the older episodes, the videos that we uploaded to YouTube, they're still around there somewhere, probably. So the co-host of the year, Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko. This is Nerds United, a JitteryMonkey.com podcast. And until next time, be kind.
And rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.